WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zier. It was a soggy weekend for the Brazos Valley. The official rainfall total since Friday, recorded at Easterwood Airport, was 7.7 inches. Two occupants of a College Station apartment complex were rescued from a second-floor window during a fire yesterday morning. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road. There was fire damage to one unit and smoke in the remaining 15 units. A ladder truck was used to get to those who were not able to use a stairway that filled with smoke. Blinn College's new district president has filled another vacancy on her leadership team. Like Dr. Mary Hensley, Blinn's first executive vice president and general counsel comes from Austin. Mel Waxler spent 16 years in the Austin School District. Dr. Hensley came to Blinn 4 months ago from Austin Community College. Still to be filled on a permanent basis is the executive director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses, who will report to Mr. Waxler. That's a position that used to report to Hensley, and yet to be filled is Blinn's vice president of instruction. The state's chief financial officer paid a visit to the Twin Cities. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar threw out a lot of numbers during his appearance at the Chamber of Commerce. In addition to economic figures, Hagar promoted going to the unclaimed property website, claimittexas.org.
It's amazing that the people of Brazos County alone, there's $12 million worth of unclaimed property sitting in the state treasury waiting for someone to claim it.
That includes someone leaving a gold bar in a safety deposit box in Brazos County.
You know how much that gold bar is valued at? $250,000. Who would forget a $250,000 gold bar?
You can hear his entire presentation online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a road rage incident during the noon hour Friday on the freeway. What exactly happened wasn't revealed, but CSPD had the help of a private citizen who followed a pickup until it was pulled over. 30-year-old Cameron Henderson of Bryan is accused of pointing a gun at a 64-year-old woman. Officers found two firearms in Henderson's truck, which was stopped on Greens Prairie Road West between Arrington and Forest Ridge Elementary School. As early voting continues for next week's city school election, there are three candidates wanting the Bryan City Council's at-large seat. At the recent Chamber of Commerce Forum, all were asked about Bryan's biggest problems. Buffy Simank says there are several challenges, including an aging infrastructure.
Transportation and planning needs to be addressed. Improving the Texas Avenue corridor, that includes, you know, transportation and for better and growth of businesses, and creating an educated workforce, including, you know, working with Blinn and A&M and private sectors.
A list from Kevin Davenport included infrastructure and more businesses and jobs.
I believe also that we have a problem when it comes to government speaking out to the people, letting know that they are there for the people, helping the people, listening to the people. We shouldn't take so long to get so much done, and there's so much left to do.
Ethan Brisby says the elephant in the room is poverty.
We've talked quite a bit about downtown, and downtown looks very good. But when you talk about reurbanization, the process of people moving back into the city center, let's look at the communities that are within 1 mile of downtown. That's the elephant in the room. How do we fix that?
A podcast of the Chamber Candidates Forum is on our website at WTAW.com. On Friday, College Station police, on their way to investigate the burglary of a building in the Foxfire subdivision, wound up making an arrest. Officers on their way to see the victim encountered what they considered to be a suspicious person in the area of Sandstone Park. What made the man suspicious was not revealed, but officers discovered the man was in possession of some of the stolen items from the burglary. 26-year-old Travis Norton of San Antonio was arrested for the burglary and for failing to identify himself. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. discount. 1-800-792-3487.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds will gradually pull out today as low pressure slowly moves away from the region. There will be some sunshine developing later today. It'll be breezy near 70. Partly cloudy, the story for the overnight, lows near 55. Tomorrow, partial sun, high 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and warmer for Wednesday, highs 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little while with Aggie football taking it on the chin this weekend from Ole Miss. We've got a breakdown of the high school football results from Friday. NFL action with both Texas teams not doing terribly well at all. And some information from the F1 race. It was in Austin this weekend. Rain or not, they ran it. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50 or so.
So all those rich people got their shoes ruined in Austin. I love that.
Yes, and Sir Elton John was the post-race entertainment.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I switched over there on Saturday, and they were, you know, they were doing time trials.
They were
qualifying. That's fine. These are folks who put their planes on their cars on airplanes and fly them around.
Yes.
This is worse than horse racing.
Well, they don't get to fly the horses around.
No, they
Those
don't.
Those have to stay put.
Yeah, they do. So there.
They don't even use air in the tires anymore.
Oh. Or with helium?
No, it's nitrogen because it's more stable than air.
Of course, it's not helium. It's nitrogen.
It's like 80% of air.
Okay, so there. Anyway, because those people are just like us. How many of those commentators are going, gosh, I wish I could be watching that Texas-Kansas State football game over there? They figure we don't even call it the right name, so there. Chris Christie got kicked out of the quiet car for being too loud. What are the chances of that happening? Chris Christie was booted out of the quiet car on the Amtrak train Sunday for speaking too loudly to his staff. He's on, what's it called, the Acela, the high-speed rail that goes D.C. to New York. Anyway, he said he accidentally sat in the quiet car, and he was making loud comments to his security officers. He doesn't even have an inside voice, does he?
No, I doubt very seriously.
I'm just saying. He said he was talking to security officers about a seat mix-up, making phone calls. Finally, about 10 minutes in, the conductor asked him to either stop or go into another car. Doesn't say what he said to the conductor, but he got up and walked out again, yelling at his security guards. Alexander Mann, who was riding on it, told one of the news outlets, he was drinking a McDonald's strawberry smoothie. Well, you think it was. Enjoyed the rest of the time on the train from the car cafe. So there you are. He just said, where's the food, and he left. So.
My guess is he looked at the conductor and did the whole taxi drive. You talking to me?
Yeah, me? Do you know who I am?
You talking to me?
Did he play one of those? Did he play that card? Do you know who I am? So. All right, so I don't know if you know. let's see, Christmas is coming up.
10 weeks.
Yeah, so let's see. We got November, November 15th. So you got 4 more checks till Christmas, okay, if you get paid every 2 weeks. So, of course, there's more information coming in to let you know the shoppers aren't all checking just kitten videos and emails or wandering store aisles either. The Harris poll shows that shopping behavior has changed and that smartphone owners use their devices for every aspect of shopping. 36% have gone home to do more research about a product before buying it in a store. 33% find what I need on the first page of the results when using a search engine. Interesting. You know, if you go to the fourth page, you might be surprised, but just saying.
You might be in trouble.
Who goes to the fourth page of Google, right? 31% make purchase decisions after looking up information on the phone. I find that to be a small number. I would have thought it'd be higher than that. 27% use their smartphones to search for product information while in the store.
and about a quarter rely on my smartphone to help me make a purchase decision while shopping. So a lot of those sound like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Snagajob, I don't know, has released information saying that employers expect to hire a similar number of seasonal workers for this holiday season as they did last year. 82% of hiring managers plan to increase their staff this time. Now, here's the thing I find rather interesting is Snagajob survey says that the hourly pay rate for seasonal workers will be down from last year.
Ooh.
By about $2 an hour.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know. Okay, let's throw a number out there. Let's say $12 an hour.
Sounds optimal.
National, you know, nationwide, $12 an hour. Okay, if it's $2 less.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's more than 20% a 20% decrease in income for these people. And again, they dispose of most of it. You know, it's not like any of that's going into an IRA. If you're making $12 an hour, you probably don't have a savings plan put together.
And
so that's going to slow things down.
From the store's perspective, I wonder if they're trying to get 20% more hours or whatever the math ends up being. They're trying to pay people less so they can get more bodies in the store to do whatever they need done.
Now, what do you mean more bodies in the store?
Do you mean more workers in the store? Okay, yes, employees.
Right. Okay, all right. Yeah, because they want to keep their expenses constant when it comes to salary. And so, yeah, by dropping that, then you could bring in more people. Now, which brings up something else as well, and that is that apparently, I'll see if I can find the story, apparently people find that Siri gives them more information than the people who work in the stores.
In reality, that is probably true.
I know, and that's kind of counterintuitive to the idea of putting more people out there to help you out. Well, I saw a commercial, I guess, for a shop for a home improvementatorium, you know, where they're looking for an appliance, and I found somebody, and they run him up, and it's some guy who knows about wrenches. So that could have something to do with it. Is can you find people who really know? And we've all been there, right? You go into the bigger box stores,
oh,
and
sure,
being able to find somebody who actually knows anything about what you're looking for would be kind of interesting. So,
but the one when they do, it is like winning the lottery.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Yeah,
that is so. You are so nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I got a guy at one of home improvements, and I go look for him. I go search him out so I can find him because he does know about that kind of stuff. Best Buy is opening their salvo in the Cyber Monday wars, which is
in October.
It's not even Halloween yet. Just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Now through January the 2nd, the tech and appliance giant offering free shipping on all orders placed through the website. Promotion aims to get a holiday jump on online retail giant Amazon, which offers free two-day shipping for Prime subscribers. By waiving its minimum $35 fee for free shopping, might not make a big difference in their bottom line, as its inventory generally exceeds that price point anyway. Yeah, it's hard to spend less than $35 at Best Buy. They are the nation's largest electronic retailer. But anyway, they're trying to do that to see if that'll work. In the meantime, Facebook has issued an apology.
Uh-oh, what did Facebook do?
Well, apparently, as they are calling it right here for the holiday, for Halloween, it's a Vampire iOS app update that apparently is sucking the juice out of users' iPhones. Huh? A spokesperson up on a blog said, "We are very sorry for any inconvenience this has caused." So what's happening?
The Facebook app basically maxes out the CPU and just runs the battery down.
Constantly updating?
Yeah.
Oh, I've yeah.
It never stops, doesn't shut off.
Wow. And that's on Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, yeah. Just saying, so now you got that going on, and obviously that information.
It's just like Facebook in real life, saps all your time and energy.
Moves pretty strangely. You know, there's the oddest thing. Thanksgiving, in the turn of the century in America, used to look a lot like Halloween. Did you know about this?
No, what?
People young and old got all dressed up and staged costume crawls through the streets in Los Angeles, Chicago, other places around the country. Newspapers ran stories of folks dressing up in elaborate masks and cloth veils. Thanksgiving mask balls went on.
Huh.
In New York City, the tradition was typically strong. A local newspaper reported in 1911 that fantastically garbed youngsters and their elders were on every street corner. Again, that was for Thanksgiving. They used to dress up for Thanksgiving.
To what end?
Then they would go out and they would ask for food. Now, they changed it, and actually, it still went on. It was called Ragamuffins. Ragamuffins Day.
Huh.
Right? Ragamuffin parades continued, and they were popular into the 1950s, but they were eventually overpowered by another burgeoning tradition, and that was in the movie in A Miracle on 34th Street. The new symbol of Thanksgiving also showcased people in fantastic masks and costumes, so if you look at that. But yeah, used to dress up for Thanksgiving. That's why you listen, so you can hear about weird stuff that used to happen in America. Just saying. All right. $110 million for the lottery on, Wednesday night, because there was no winner on Saturday. So if you want to do that. Next half hour, did you hear the top of the story at the top of the news?
Which one?
About bacon?
No.
Oh.
I was getting coffee.
Oh, well, see? We'll go ahead then. Bacon apparently causes cancer.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah. I mean,
what, the sodium nitrate?
Well, here's the deal, and here's the problem. We already don't like the UN, right?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Fair assessment.
Research Division of the World Health Organization, which I believe is part of the UN, announced today that bacon, sausage, and other processed meats cause cancer, and that red meat probably does too.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. We're all going to die.
That's exactly right. The report by the influential group stakes out one of the most aggressive stances against meat yet taken by a major health organization. And as it says here in the Washington Post, it's expected to face stiff competition in the U.S. Yeah, I'm thinking so.
You know why?
Huh?
We have meat.
Yeah, that's, yes, exactly. Just because they don't, just because they have to eat kale doesn't mean we're going to eat kale.
Absolutely.
What's that about prying the bacon from my cold, dead hand?
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18-month special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bacon!
Yeah, okay, just saying. Europeans trying to take it away from us. A new Harris poll. Here's that story.
Reason number seven why we don't want to give up our guns.
That's right.
We have to protect our bacon.
They don't. And, you know, and they'd like jerky if they had good teeth. But, you know,
Zing!
A new Harris poll on shopping behavior finds that smartphone owners increasingly find Siri to be more helpful than the salespeople. Here are the numbers. 71% say, the stores I frequently shop at understand what information is valuable to me when I shop and make it readily available on the product package. 60% said, if I can't find the information on my phone, live help is difficult to find in the store. Yeah. Now, sometimes, and actually I've seen this happen, they'll walk you to where the stuff is. That's because they figure you're probably not smart enough even after you get there to find it. 58% say my phone has provided more quality information faster than live help. Now, faster, that's probably true.
Yes.
That's probably right, because obviously that's just, you know, a second away. Hello.
Yeah, I have it on good authority that living causes cancer. You ever seen it on a cadaver?
Yeah, it's, you know, again, we are all going to die.
Yes.
It's just a matter of how much you're going to be able to enjoy yourself before that. Just
bacon!
Again, it's just, that's all right, I got it here. Anytime we want it.
Bacon!
That's right. It's the World Health Organization. Okay?
It's their job to tell us we're all going to die.
Exactly. And it's their job to tell us that we, Americans, or any other country that is affluent, is not sharing our wealth enough with the rest of the world. So we need to do that. And if we don't, they do everything they can to make us feel badly about it.
So doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I understand. But, I mean, they're trying to lay the guilt trip on you. And now they're trying to do the fear thing.
I may have a BLT for lunch just to celebrate. Just,
yeah, and call them and let them know.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it. That's it.
I already have my two slices this morning.
Oh, see? All right. Way ahead. That's what should happen, is people should start taking to Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest or whatever and send pictures to the World Health Organization of the bacon that they're eating or the sausage or the steak, whatever it happens to be. All right. 727, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself there at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Weather gets back a little bit normal. The official rainfall total that we had was 7.7 inches, so to know that yours obviously could have been more or less. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 72, but it's not going to feel like it because the winds are going to be probably up at about 15 and gusting to 20 miles an hour. And then tonight, 68 will be our low. Winds will lay back a little bit tomorrow. We'll be at about 78. We'll be in the 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday, 80, but a 40% chance of showers during the day, 60% on Friday night, and they're telling us that on Saturday and Saturday night, we'll have a 60% chance of rain as well. So see all that shakes out. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 14, 84% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 60.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Obama regime's next round of punishment for small business owners begins on New Year's Day when new Obamacare mandates come into effect. Small business with 50 to 99 employees will be forced to offer so-called affordable insurance to all their employees and dependents. There's nothing affordable about it, though. To comply with the law, all businesses, including small ones, must file additional tax forms by the end of January. Those forms reveal the names and Social Security numbers of employees and their dependents, as well as specifics about their pay and the cost of health coverage. If they don't have the staff already, smaller companies will have to hire personnel to do the filing. That alone is going to cost thousands of bucks. Business owners are already complaining about the intensive man hours involved to just study these insurance plans. Companies with existing plans are hurting too. Regulations about the kinds of plans the regime will accept requires that existing plans have to be reviewed and in many cases changed. If you like your plan, too bad, once again. Now, if they don't comply, small business owners can face penalties of $2,000 per employee. In some cases, that'll be the cheapest alternative. Just pay the penalty. You can bet that companies will do everything possible to avoid the mandates, including firing existing employees to keep the number of paid staff below 50. Expect more job losses, no gains, and a lot more pain. So Obama and his Democrats can once again have their legacy of free health care for all.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, they have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but With LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, approaching 732. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another administrator from Austin joins the leadership team at Blinn College. Filling the newly created position of Executive Vice President and General Counsel is the Austin School District's Chief of Staff and General Counsel. Mel Waxler's responsibilities includes government relations and overseeing nine departments. Waxler reports to District President Mary Hensley, who started at Blinn 4 months ago after working for the Austin Community College District. Dr. Hensley has one more top position to fill, that of Vice President of Instruction. Among those reporting to Mr. Waxler will be what is now the Executive Director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses, a position that used to report to the District President. The Brazos Valley is part of a 20-county Central Texas region that, according to State Controller Glenn Hagar, generates $43 billion in personal income.
If this region was its own state, that would rank us 44th out of all 50 states.
That's among the numbers that Hagar shared during an appearance at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Hagar compared forecasting state revenue estimates to meteorologists predicting where hurricanes make landfall.
Have you ever seen the hurricane maps where they show them all over the place? And they usually converge into one map when it's about 6 hours off the coast. They're all models. And that's what we use, models.
When asked how much sales tax revenue was generated by illegal immigrants, Hagar says the last study was done more than 10 years ago.
The legislature has given me a lot of responsibilities, and we're going through a reorg of our website. Just to give you that example, through every administration prior to me, for four administrations, everybody's added more stuff to the website and never taken anything away. So we have never done a refresh, and it's about 500,000 pages.
He also pointed out Brazos County continues to generate more sales taxes compared to the year before, which helps balance out declines in areas affected by reduced energy production. An apartment fire in College Station yesterday morning included the rescue of two occupants from a second-story window. There were no injuries to occupants or firefighters from College Station and Bryan, who responded to the Briarwood Apartments located on Harvey across from the mall. There was fire damage to one of the units, and the remaining 15 received smoke damage. A ladder truck was used to conduct the rescue after the occupants were unable to use a stairway due to a large amount of smoke. The cause remains under investigation. College Station police found at least $20,000 of illegal drugs in a Bryan storage unit that led to the arrest of 34-year-old Donald Mims. According to the arrest report, detectives seized almost 1 pound of cocaine packaged for sales ranging from individuals to wholesale. Also seized were an estimated 900 ecstasy tablets with a street value of almost $5,000, and 194 bags of suspected K2 is being tested to determine its value. Bryan police has arrested a local man for the fourth time this month. 30-year-old Brandon Parnell was seen driving a pickup in the parking lot of a convenience store on North Texas Thursday morning. BPD's drug dog picked up the scent of what turned out to be a bag of crack cocaine. It's the third time this month Parnell was arrested for having crack. He was also arrested for being under the influence of PCP in a crash which injured another person, then being combative while he was in the hospital. College Station police made two arrests this week from the assault of a convenience store clerk in August. 17-year-old Mark Alicia and 19-year-old Chatos Kims are accused of being part of several men involved in a confrontation with employees, the Exxon at Harvey and the Freeway, over a burglary that took place at the store. According to the arrest report, one of the employees received hospital treatment for a concussion after he was put in a headlock and was struck on the neck and the side of his head. A Bryan man convicted of a murder in 1989 is returning to prison. 47-year-old Robert Workman Jr. was convicted of repeatedly violating a protection order against a woman he injured multiple times over a four-day period last March. Workman, who's been in jail since April of last year, was sentenced to 38 years. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced state appeals courts have upheld three convictions. That includes a Houston man, Brian Champion, who is serving 60 years after a jury convicted him 2 years ago of an armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank branch on East 29th in Bryan and the hijacking of the getaway car. Another appeals court upheld the jury conviction and 10-year sentence of Patrick Pitzer, who set fire to a rental house east of Sioux Haswell Park more than 4 years ago. And an appeals court upheld a third drunk driving conviction of a Bryan man, Lawrence Pena, who was arrested 3 years ago. Due to Pena's criminal history, he is serving 30 years. There's one local political race that drew interest from three candidates. All three men seeking the Bryan City Council at-large seat participated in the recent Chamber of Commerce Forum. They were asked, among other things, about their impressions of the current makeup of the council. Quoting Kevin Davenport, it's gotten nasty on the council.
The way that certain things are done, the way certain people listen to, it needs to change. It's a very toxic, nasty cloud on the city council right now, and that's got to change. You can't function like that, and people don't want to listen to you like that. You got to come at them straight and come at them right.
Ethan Brisby referred to his two terms as an intern in the Georgia legislature.
I've been sitting down with all these guys because I know when elected, I'm going to have to work with all of them. I'm not here to be the fourth vote either way. You know, I'm running again, and people, you know, you can't make up these stories in your head about who I may or may not be. This coming out of the horse's mouth. Use the eye test.
Bubby Simank says everybody suffers.
My being on city council, I can be a uniter for the city council, and I feel like that's something I can bring as an independent voice and somebody to bring the city council, and let's all work together, sit in a room, and let's move Bryan forward.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can listen to a podcast of the Chamber Forum. A few days respite from the soaking rains before another chance comes this coming weekend. Since Friday, the official rainfall total for the area recorded at Easterwood Airport was 7.7 inches. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news coming up after Fox News at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let the folks at GroundShuttle.com make it easy for you to make your connection to the Houston airports, either one of them, whether it's Bush or Hobby. They do 10 trips a day to Bush, and they do 4 to Hobby. Sit back, relax in their large vehicles. Reclining seats. You can catch up on your reading, catch up on your emails, while the shuttle driver gets you to where you need to be. There are power outlets and Wi-Fi on some of the shuttles as well. And it's easy to book. You can call them if you want to, or you can go to groundshuttle.com and let them take that sometimes stressful portion of your trip away, because they'll get you to the airport. They'll make sure that you get your connection on time. And you don't have to be hassled about weather, traffic, all those things that do make it kind of bugs you a little bit. They can pick you up at your house, at your office, or at Easterwood Airport. And as a matter of fact, while we talk a lot about what they do to get you to the Houston airports, they also have vehicles that are available for charter. So if you and your group need to get from place A to place B, no matter where that is, then get in touch with the folks at Ground Shuttle and let them do that for you as well. Have a football game coming up or some other special occasion where you don't want to be hassled with traffic, they can handle that for you too. And if you want a vehicle, a limo service that travels just on your schedule, you can do that too, because they've got a Mercedes S350 available. The number to call is 855-303-4415 or go to groundshuttle.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, about 741. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Get in touch with them at 775-2929.
Clouds will gradually pull out today as low pressure slowly moves away from the region. There will be some sunshine developing later today. It'll be breezy near 70. Partly cloudy, the story for the overnight, lows near 55. Tomorrow, partial sun, high 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and warmer for Wednesday, highs 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We got whipped.
That's Coach Sumlin. Following the Ole Miss game, we'll have more on A&M football, of course. Get you caught up with high school results from over the weekend, week 9 of high school football specifically. Cowboys, Texans, and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, there's a great story that's going around, and it might be legend, it might not. A guy named Leland Stanford, who was the governor of California, decided he wanted to maybe build a university out in California. He went to visit schools, and among them was Harvard. And the story is that he and his wife, not really dressed all that well, were snubbed by the president of Harvard. And so rather than give money to Harvard, they went back and they started Stanford. Now, there's some speculation as to whether or not that's true, but we got a real-life story of that going on right now. A guy named Sanford Weil and his wife, they make their money in Citigroup, had $20 million that they were going to give to a college in upstate New York if they would change the name of the school. All you had to do was name it after them, and it was Paul Smith College, and if they would name it Joan Weil Paul Smith College, that's naming it after his wife, then they'd get $20 million. College said that was great. Apparently somebody filed suit. The judge said, nah, can't do that. So the Wiles are now not going to give the money to the college. I guess they won't be building that new rec center they'd planned at Paul Smith College in upstate New York. But, I mean, that's the golden rule, right? The guy with the gold makes the rules.
Yes.
Isn't that how that works? Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm going to research this. We've got to do more about this later on in the show, but I'm fascinated. I just read a little blurb that a long-lost documentary film from the 1950s, what a great way to start.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have my attention.
Yes, yes, has been found that shows wildlife officials in Idaho relocating beavers, okay?
Okay.
This is in the 50s. What they would do is they'd put them in boxes and drop them by parachute.
God is my witness.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they could fly.
But I mean, in what world would you be able to do that today?
Wow.
Just saying. And it worked, I'm sure. And, you know, the box probably breaks when it lands, and either that or the beaver eats his way out, right?
I mean, that was my thought. Yeah. He chew his way out.
If it can't chew its way out, it's not fit for the wild.
That's right. Little wood chips, and you know, it's on its way.
Darwinism parachuting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, we have now something. It says here it's a new condition. Scientists have named a new condition, misophonia. It is the inability to endure sound. Okay, you hate the sound of other people, whether it's crunching or chewing or sniffing or music or throat clearing or nail clipping or teeth brushing.
I didn't know it had a name, but it's a thing.
That's it. It is a thing.
Anybody that's been married for more than a couple of years experiences this at least occasionally.
But yeah, but it's not. Yeah, okay. Well, then you get up and you walk away.
Exactly.
But apparently, this is something that it. Anyhow, that's what they're saying. And it happens in the same portion of the brain as Tourette's syndrome.
Now, if those two are connected, that could be really fun.
It's good. Yeah, that could be fun. Did you hear that it's going to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, new way to enjoy it, Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts. Why did they wait so long?
I know.
They will soon be tasting like bacon. Kellogg's has announced the debut of 5 new flavors. You ready? chocolatey caramel.
Hmm.
Mm. Maple.
Bacon!
Okay.
Frosted spring strawberry. The last two are a little weird. Watermelon.
That is weird.
Why would I want to paste? And if you've, and again, if you've had a Pop-Tart, you don't know where the box ends and the Pop-Tart begins. I mean, are they not nasty?
You have to toast them.
I like cinnamon sugar Pop-Tart.
Okay, but don't you have to have a drink really nearby?
Not if you toast them.
Really?
No, okay. They're a little dry, but they're better if they're toasted.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway. So watermelon.
Yeah.
And then the fifth one is pink lemonade.
Oh.
Ha, I mean, in what world do you want to start your day with that?
I bought my first box of Pop-Tarts in a very long time the other day.
Well, look, you're not the demo.
No, I understand.
Okay, all right.
Oh, but no, we'll go off on this direction. Fruit Loops and all manner of sugary cereals are advertising to the adults. I think we mentioned this before.
Right. But that retro feel. Right.
Yeah. They had two adults sitting there. Oh, you want to eat some breakfast? Okay, yeah. They start feeding each other Pop-Tarts while playing Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right, so...
No,
so
pumpkin pie flavored Pop-Tarts.
Come on, man.
It was delicious.
How many of them were in the package?
Well, I mean, there's two. Oh, I don't know.
There's usually six in a box.
Yeah, so you're going to have to plow through a dozen of those?
They're at the top of the back of our pantry. Very much there's nothing else to eat.
Well, yeah, that'll be, look, how many you got left? You got four of them, five of them, six of them?
The box minus one package.
Yeah, okay, the box minus one. So, I mean, you'll be eating that for the next 5 years because, you know, you'll get halfway through the second one. You'll go, that's really enough of that.
If you toasted them and, like, crunched them up over ice cream, that'd be
Well, now that might work.
See, that
that'd be probably pretty good.
Yeah, because you put that, yeah, sure.
It's sort of like a shortbread or something.
Actually, sit and eat that.
I like them just fine.
Looking out the window.
I don't have a window.
Okay.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you unhappy with your spouse or your marriage? It could be that your vision is blurred. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You're probably familiar with the well-known French artist Monet. His paintings are considered masterpieces for their detail and bright colors. But in the latter part of his life, his work became more abstract. Brush strokes got wider, images lost their definition, and colors started to blur. It turned out he'd developed cataracts and was simply painting the world as it appeared through his distorted vision. After surgery, his sight was partially restored. Although these pieces were considered genius, he was horrified at what he'd painted and tried to destroy everything he'd done. Monet's story reminds me of how couples often view marriage. Their vision for a relationship with intimacy and deep connection gets distorted. And once that happens, spouses zero in on each other's flaws and criticize one another endlessly. In the process, they throw away some valuable moments. Maybe the years have distorted how you see your marriage. The good news is blurred perceptions can be brought back into focus. That clearer vision will help you have a deeper appreciation for your spouse and your marriage. And in the process, you just might create a marriage masterpiece. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please,
visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Honey Ann, good morning. Sports fans, I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a second. Brought to us by Team of Navasota. It is 7:51. Texas A&M had a tough time this weekend as the SEC pass leader, Chad Kelly, for Ole Miss threw for 241 yards and two touchdowns. And number 24, Ole Miss, used a dominant defense to beat then number 15, Texas A&M, 23-3. Coach Sumlin said the guys just got beat.
We got whipped offensively. We couldn't move the ball. Turnovers, penalties, and couldn't get off the field enough on defense in the first half. You know, when we did get opportunities that we had, you know, at midfield or short fields, we had a lot of long fields offensively, but we weren't able to stay on the field and move the football. They had a lot to do with that. We got to go back and regroup. You know, this is when our leadership needs to show throughout our football team, and that was basically the message in the locker room.
To say lackluster performance would be generous for sophomore Kyle Allen, as he completed just 12 of 34 passes for 88 yards before being replaced by Jake Habanek early in the fourth quarter. There was some speculation as to why Kyler Murray was not brought in.
It's just based on practice and how practice has been going. So we're going to go with whoever we felt was going to give us the best chance to get back in it. And based on practice, that's how that decision was made. Just like every other position.
With that loss, A&M falls out of the top 25 and drops to a record of 5-2 overall and a 2-2 mark in SEC play. Aggies will try and get back on track this Halloween, that's Saturday, against the South Carolina Gamecocks. Kickoff scheduled at Kyle for 11, which means our Fan Zone broadcast starts at 8 a.m. live from the stadium on WTAW. Quick look at the top five from the Associated Press Top 25, where Ohio State remains number one, followed by Baylor, Clemson, LSU, and TCU. In high school action, a battle of 18-5A saw junior quarterback Reese Easterling throw three touchdown passes on the way to College Station, nipping A&M Consolidated 24-17. Brian basted Caney Creek 42-0. Senior quarterback David Hobson threw for 382 yards, six touchdowns, all of them school records. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough, as Rutter lost in an overtime dogfight to Huntsville 52-51. Navasota stayed perfect, and they blanked Houston first 72-0. Buffalo thumped Leon 36-7, and St. Joseph Catholic fell to Legacy Christian 52-0. To see more on your favorite high school team, we have it all at BrazosFootball.com. We'll hop over to the pitch, where the 23rd-ranked Aggie soccer team led Ole Miss into the 63rd minute, but the number 13 Rebels retaliated with two goals in just 71 seconds to knock off A&M last night at Ellis Field 4-3. In the NFL, the New York football Giants moved atop the NFC East with the 27-20 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Dwayne Harrison spent four seasons with Dallas without ever running a kickoff back. He tied a Giants record yesterday by going 100 yards end-zone to end-zone. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett said the kick return was just part of the problem.
Unfortunately, we had those three big plays offensively, those two big plays in the kicking game, and that overshadows the rest of it. I thought defensively we did a good job. We made some stops when we needed to, controlled their run. Controlled the big plays in their passing game. But again, I keep going back to those five plays in the game, and those are hard to overcome.
The Houston Texans didn't fare any better. They got run over by Texas A&M. Well, at least sort of, as the Miami Dolphins' new head football coach is Dan Campbell, former A&M tight end, and the quarterback is Aggie Brian Tannehill. Tannehill set records with the Dolphins, and the NFL for that matter. For the first time in 75 years, an offense scored four offensive touchdowns of at least 50 yards or more in a half, leading Miami past Houston 44-26. Here's Texans coach Bill O'Brien.
It's terrible. It's something that I take full responsibility for. You know, now we've got to get in here tomorrow, try to correct the mistakes, keep fighting, keep grinding. Give all the credit. Should have started off with this. Give all the credit to the Miami Dolphins. They played a lot better than us.
On now to the tennis courts, where A&M's Sashka Gravalowska advanced to the semifinals in singles, and a pair of Aggies, Ritujah Bosail and Anna Mamet, reached the semifinals in the doubles for the USTA-ITA Texas Regional Championships. The singles semifinals will start this morning at 10 a.m. over at the Mitchell Tennis Center. Rain or not, the number 11 A&M women's golf team shot a plus 17 on Sunday in the first round of the Alamo Invitational. The Aggies are 11th in the tournament, and they'll tee it up again this morning. In Formula One racing, Lewis Hamilton seized on a late mistake by his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg to win the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin and secure his third F1 season championship. On out of NASCAR, where Joey Logano made his third straight trip to victory lane yesterday following a Talladega race that caused Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, Ryan Newman, and Matt Kenseth all to be eliminated for the chase for the championship. Several competitors, however, accused Kevin Harvick of intentionally causing a race-ending caution and crash by staying on the track after his vehicle had lost power, leading to a multiple-car collision. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's jump in with the guys from Team of Navasova and Mike Vivaldi again. So you guys have the 10 under 10. We've been talking about that for a while. What exactly is 10 under 10?
Try to keep several vehicles on hand that are under $10,000.
Or at least 10.
Yeah.
So we finally have a definition. Several is 10. Now you know.
There you go. Car math. Round up. So we have the 10 under 10 on our website. You can go on there. 10 vehicles that are under $10,000. They've been through our shop. They've been checked out. They're safe. Good, reliable, dependable car. So we have one today that we're going to talk about. It's a 2010 Kia Forte for $8,488.
What's the website?
TeamOfNavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend through November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6363. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 6363.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. New York man is building his own sovereign nation called Ziquistan.
Ziquistan.
Yeah, on a remote piece of land in Utah. Zig Landsberg has created a yellow and red flag, official-looking passports, and a border patrol gate guarded by a giant robot sentry. Yeah. While he admits he won't be able to create his own country here in the middle of U.S. America, Mr. Landsberg says that he's going through the motions. His country's motto is something for nothing. Oh, yeah, no, we got that all over. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. That's around there. Anyway, Ziguis is about 60 miles from the nearest town, 15 miles away from a paved road. While he knows the four-acre piece of land equipped with a supply bunker won't actually become its own recognized country, Mr. Landsberg said, building it is an artistic exploration into how far he can push the concepts of land ownership and sovereignty. Well, at least until the authorities show up.
Yeah, how many times, though, have you thought about doing that? Nope, this is mine.
Yep,
I'm claiming this for me.
This is land rights. Authorities in Japan have apologized to the family of an elderly man who was given a shopping ticket, a parking ticket in a shopping mall. Normally, the ticket wouldn't have been such a big deal, but the guy's been dead. Parking ticket was placed on the car, on the windshield of the car, a day before the body was found in the car.
Wow.
So the meter maid wrote the ticket, but, oh, didn't happen to notice that. All right. Going to be windy and cool today. 60 degrees right now. WTAW, College Station.